I'm in studio with Amy Stokes, who's the founder and CEO of an organization called Infinite Family, together with Sarah Lent, who's a board member and director. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Well, Amy, I gather you, the idea first started with you. Tell us the story. Where did it all begin?
Well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here and have this opportunity to share this with you. 13 years ago, my husband and I adopted a son from Johannesburg. Hmm. And about 15 years before that, I had worked with teens in Chicago who were living in very distressed neighborhoods and very challenged neighborhoods. And those teens had no vision of their future. And as I worked with them, they taught me how much of an impact one individual who just assumed they had a future could have on getting them to invest in their own lives. So flash forward to the adoption of my son. And when my husband and I came over, we hadn't really understood the scale of the orphan crisis in sub-Saharan Africa before that. And when we came, it was just palpable how many children were growing up without enough adults in their lives.
Yes.
About 2 weeks before we came over, I had seen the very first retail-level webcam at an office product store in New York. And I thought, wow, this is amazing, because now my children can be part of the lives of their grandparents, you know, even though we live in New York and they live in Michigan and Florida.
Yeah.
So this webcam technology was going to let us be part of each other's lives. And then when we got here and saw kind of how many children were growing up without enough adults in their lives, we realized that that technology could do so much more. Mm. And at that point, we started looking for partners, and we've got the most lovely partners in South Africa. And we've been troubleshooting since the beginning, and they work
yes.
with us, and we figured out how to do video mentoring so we can bring adults around the world into the lives of students and teenagers here in South Africa.
It's a fantastic idea. Now, turning to you now, Sarah, what is the mission in terms of what impact do you hope that these adults who are situated around the world are going to have on the children of South Africa who are in need of mentoring?
Well, one of the things that really touched me when I was introduced to Infinite Family was this fact that every child around the world, every individual has a dream. No matter what, you dream of whatever it is that you want to be, whether it be an astronaut or a dancer or a pilot or what have you. Mm. What I didn't know was that adults in your life help you to understand what you need to do to realize those dreams, or understand why you're dreaming them and what you need to do to realize what your life can be. And these adults are there not only as support, but as guiders to help these children realize those dreams that they have, that all of us have.
So how do you facilitate this? Because here we have a group of children. Say if we're talking about an area like Alex, a township like Alex, or they could be anywhere. They could be in Soweto. How do you identify those children, and how do you link them up with those people who, say, are in the States or in England?
Infinite Family only works in a community in partnership with a school or an NGO or an organization that already has a relationship with the community. It's been very important from the beginning for us to be guided by the people who live in the community, the adults who are around these children to start with, so that when we train our mentors, they work with the children in a culturally acceptable way. So we set up partnerships, and then we install launchpad mentoring labs. We use recycled containers. We fit them out like very high-tech office buildings.
Huh.
And then they're nice and red, so it's very easy to find us. And the children come after school or on the weekend, and they go in, and we've created a whole internet, a very secure but very interactive internet platform that the children log into on one side and the mentors log into on the other.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden the video conversation room opens up, and they're face to face. They can do many things in that platform. They can do their homework together. They can write poems or songs together. They can tour other websites. A couple that are most often used are the Apartheid Museum. So they take a tour with their mentors, and they both learn about the history of the South African teens together. Another big use of the interactive platform is to understand what different jobs require and how you get ready for those jobs and whether you think you'd like those jobs. So there's a lot of research that the mentors and the Net Buddies do together. Mm. But we only make these relationships around an existing community and an interaction with that community, and it's the community that leads us in what those teens need.
Important to bring everyone on board, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it really is. How do you identify the people around the world who are going to link in with these children? Because I imagine that's actually quite an important job, to identify who those people are.
It's been amazing for me to learn across... It's been amazing for me to learn through this journey how many incredibly wonderful people there are out there. Yes. I mean, to a child who doesn't have role models in their lives, each one of us is a treasure trove of experience and expertise and guidance. Mm. For the most part, our mentors find us. They're looking for an opportunity. Many of them are looking for an opportunity to volunteer using technology because they don't have time, they can't go somewhere, but they really want to give of themselves. So they find us. We then have a multi-step confirmation process, and we really get to know our mentors so that we also know the kids, and we can make good matches in that way.
Mm. Yeah, fantastic. Well, Infinite Family, it's a great name. How long have you been going for, Sarah?
We've been going for 10 years. Mm. And are growing at scale and trying to get into every single township in South Africa to ensure that we're reaching all South African children.
Fantastic. And what impact? I mean, are there any sort of feel-good stories? And I'm sure there are. You can't mention children by name, I'm sure, but can we just have a few examples of the impact that Infinite Family has had?
Oh, thank you for asking me to share that, because it's truly amazing what happens in the lives of these kids. So a couple of the big things that happen over and over and over, we see, if a child is mentored in their grade 12 year, they have all passed matric. And when we look at what level they pass matric, the schools that we're working with have a much higher percentage of students that achieve their diploma and their bachelor's in the diploma. We have a much higher rate of children that pass the matric with those degrees than their peers in the same school. Now let me just add one more fact, because we're very proud that all of our kids pass matric. But then the question always is, so what happens then? You know, what happens after matric?
Very topical.
And there's kind of two things I'd like to share there. We have an alumni advancement program, and of the teens that are part of our alumni advancement program, 50% are working, and 40% are either in tertiary education or a learnership. So that's 90% of our kids are gainfully investing in themselves and their future and becoming self-reliant. And that is our goal for every child in South Africa, just like it's the goal for my own children in the United States.
Yes. We,
you know, self-reliance, success, being able to create your own opportunities and lead the life you dream, just as Sarah was saying.
Yeah, fantastic.
One of the things that touched me when I went to one of my first launch pads here in South Africa was I met a young woman who was part of the original program. One of the first mentees who had a dream of being an artist and wanted to build things. And when I met her, she had graduated from matric and she was working as a set designer and absolutely was in love with her career and her job. And Infinite Family was so important to her that she works at the launch pads herself.
That's a great, great story, isn't it? And so rewarding from your point of view. How, in terms of sort of funding, do you need funding?
We're an NGO, of course we need funding. You know, we the only way that we can expand and work with more students is obviously getting sponsorships and both individuals and corporations. But I have to say that if anyone comes on to be part of the family, the Infinite Family, you are part of an amazing group of partners, our corporate partners, our NGO partners. We're also building partnerships with we've got two business schools so that our teens can track into and get business degrees. And, you know, working with all of the companies and the organizations here in South Africa is just so amazing. Mm. Everybody is really working towards the same objective, again, self-reliant teens, and really, you know, they bring their problem-solving head to the table.
Yes.
As we build and grow. And as just to come back around, we are now ready to grow, as Sarah said, and go to scale. And of course, what we need is the partners to come along and sponsor the work and support the growth.
I was introduced to Infinite Family through a corporate partner. Well, it wasn't a corporate partner at the time,
yes.
But Adobe was one of my biggest clients while I was living and working in San Francisco. And Amy was up as the top 10 CNN Hero of the Year finalist in 2011 and was using Adobe Connect software for her video mentorship programs and was paying full price. Adobe didn't even know that Amy was using their software. And through a simple introduction, Adobe was absolutely thrilled by what she was doing with their product, became a corporate partner and sponsor for Infinite Family, and gave a full system-wide upgrade.
Brilliant.
And when I came to South Africa, when I moved here in 2013 and saw the impact that this did, I knew I wanted to get involved more.
Yeah. Well, now, if people, what I would just lastly ask you, because we're just about to run out of time, the people who are volunteers are, I'm assuming, there for the long haul, because this is not something that, you know, it's week on week, month on month, year on year, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, mm-hmm. for young people who need a sort of continuous presence. Is that right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And most of our mentors, once they join, they stay with their mentee for years.
Yes.
We work with students 12 to 22, and these are long-term relationships. As our teens grow up, their challenges change. And by having this trusting relationship with a mentor, they can work with that same mentor through those changes and get the kind of guidance they need. And our mentors are in it for the long haul, just like all of our partners. Internet Solutions, BT, Glencore, they all come on and have worked with us almost since the beginning and are helping us to expand.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Amy and Sarah, how do people get hold of you? What's your website? How do people get involved?
Thank you for that. Please, if you want to get involved, please go to infinitefamily.org, and there are many ways that you can be a partner of ours and learn more on the website.
Fantastic. Amy Stokes and Sarah Lent of Infinite Family, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.